Thanks for being part of the Adventures in Odyssey Club, the only place to hear monthly episodes like this one.
Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Dozens of families in the Tri-County area have been devastated as Superstorm Elpis continues to drench the region with heavy rain. Millions of dollars of damage to homes and businesses has already been reported.
Mr. Mayor,
I'm glad you're here, Eugene. The water in Trickle Lake is rising.
The dam is in serious danger, Mr. Mayor. Catastrophic collapse could be imminent, and if collapse does occur, the entire town of Odyssey will be inundated by a mini tsunami.
I am issuing an immediate and mandatory evacuation order. You are in immediate and potentially life-threatening danger. Get out now.
Okay, everybody's out except us.
Meet me in the car in 30 seconds.
Okay.
Orla,
I'm right behind you.
Oh, Penny didn't answer her phone. Maybe we ought to drive to Connie's house and get them.
Well, the traffic lights aren't working. The power must have gone out. What a mess.
Well, where are you going?
Improvising. Somebody needs to direct this traffic.
I'll help.
How's the computer coming, Eugene?
Well, the only means of shutting the power down here is to power down the local substation, which would affect the entire town of Odyssey.
I'm calling the power company to shut down the substation now.
Oh, Connie.
What?
The garage door is shut and the power is out.
Yeah, so?
It's an electric garage door.
Oh, good grief. I've got the car key.
And you left the house key inside?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, can I panic now?
Yeah, now you can panic.
Woo! I just fulfilled two lifelong fantasies, directing traffic at a busy intersection and almost getting struck by lightning. And I'm very grateful for the almost part.
At least that traffic's moving again. Good work.
You too. I should call Penny.
Come on.
No answer?
No. So, Whit, I know we're late getting out of town, but...
Yeah. We should drive by Connie's and make sure they're all right. We'll be able to get there now that the traffic's moving.
Oh, thank you so much, Whit.
Come on. All right, that's long enough. Have them turn the power back on, Mr. Mayor.
Now, Roy, restore power. It should be back any minute.
Good.
That.
I suspected this could happen. I believe it's cavitation.
Which is?
The explosive collapse of vacuum pockets and water moving at high speed. The water surging through the hole in the dam is under enormous pressure. It could be eroding the dam from the inside out. How close are those trucks to filling in the hole?
I'll find out. Are we in danger here?
We're not. This control room is above the dam, but for the people in Odyssey, well, let's just hope everyone is evacuated.
Or they should all be gone by now. Barry, where are those cement trucks?
You know, I don't think this garage door is very thick.
You're not going to try and punch your way through it, are you, Connie?
Not exactly.
Because if you are, you should know I was recently trained in first aid.
Get in the car.
What?
Just get in!
Okay.
It looks like they've already left. No one's home in any of these houses.
Yeah, it's like one of those movies I'm not supposed to watch before bedtime. Which makes me really nervous. Let's just pull in and make sure they're gone.
All right.
Connie, you're not actually going to drive through your garage door, are you?
Buckle up.
Oh, my mother told me there would be days like this.
Really?
Well, not this exactly, but like this.
Hold on. No, not to me.
Oh, sorry. Here goes.
Wait, what's that noise?
Sounds like a car in the garage. Connie?
Penny? You don't think they're stuck in there, do you?
I don't know, but...
Penny!
Connie!
Whit! Wilson!
Are you okay?
I am now! That was awesome!
What happened?
The garage door wouldn't open and we were locked in and, well, this was the only way I could think of to escape!
Sorry about your car.
Oh, it's only a small dent. I'm just glad you're all right.
Hey, the power's back on. It couldn't go back on 30 seconds earlier.
Is that good news? Is the dam fixed?
I don't know. In any case, everybody in my car. Let's get to the evacuation center.
That's it, Eugene. The power's back on.
I know. And the dam's still shaking. We can only hope that the reboot worked. Aha! Oh, we're up and running. Initiate valve system access. I'm in!
Open the valves!
Command in progress.
Well?
The valves still won't respond.
Oh, what's wrong now?
I have a suspicion. Ah, yes, there it is. Oh.
What?
You know why the valves won't open. Bryson, come in, Bryson!
Bryson, what's the update? Is the power back on?
Affirmative, and the computer is up and running. However, I just accessed the dam's underwater cameras. I can see an obstruction. Something is physically blocking the valves.
Copy that. Any idea what it is?
Negative. The water is too murky.
Looks like we'll need to go down there.
Down there? We?
You mean under the water pool?
Do you remember your scuba training, Eugene?
Well, I remember that it made me hyperventilate. I nearly passed out.
I need you with me. You know that valve system better than anyone.
Well, yes, of course.
Really, we should take a third person in case we need more manpower to dislodge whatever is blocking the valves. Assuming there's someone else around with scuba training.
Actually, I believe I know just the person.
You might want to slow down, Whit. This is a school zone.
Wooten, the city's been evacuated. No kids are in school.
Oh, yeah, you got me there.
I can't believe how quickly everybody left, especially with the stoplights out.
Yeah, Whit and I actually directed traffic for a while, which seemed to help.
Really? I wish I could have seen that.
Me too.
Well, I might have taken a few videos on my phone. Here, let me see. Oh, look, Eugene's calling.
Why is he calling you?
Hi, Eugene. Are you okay? Uh-huh. You want me to what?
About ready, Wooten?
My tank is full, my fins are secure. I haven't said that line in a long time.
Eugene, looks like you're all set. You just need to put the mask on.
Oh, indeed. The mask.
Is there a problem? You look anxious.
Overwhelming sense of apprehension? Check. Damp palms? Check. Rapid heartbeat? Check. Yes, I'd say I'm feeling anxiety.
Oh, then that's good.
Good? You jest.
No, really. Mild anxiety will actually optimize your senses. Don't ignore it. Embrace it. It'll help you focus.
Very well.
Mask positioned. That was looser than I thought.
Then let's get going.
I hope Wooten's all right. It's so dangerous. Isn't it dangerous? I mean, it must be dangerous. Is it dangerous?
Now, he's a certified diver, Penny. I'm sure he'll take every precaution.
But he can't say no, Whit. If anyone needs help, he just jumps right in and... Ooh, that's not the best choice of words right now.
But Wooten's willingness to help others is one of the reasons you love him so much, right?
Yes.
I'm personally still back at Eugene scuba diving.
They need his expertise down there. And now we need to think about the people here at the church. Some of them have already lost their homes, and others still may. So, let's bring a little light back into their lives, shall we?
Okay, where do we start?
Yes. Please put us to work, Whit.
Okay, well, follow me.
Are either one of you guys having a problem seeing down here?
Yes, there's a lot of sediment in the water.
Oh, so we're taking a sedimental journey.
The debris is likely the result of all the creeks flooding into the lake.
Stay close. You don't want to lose anyone.
Are we almost there yet?
Just a few more yards if my measurements are correct. Wait, shine your lamps my way.
What is... Oh my. Wow, is that...
Yes, a car is jammed in front of the valve.
Now who put a perfectly good car in the lake?
It must have been carried in by all the flooding.
Do you think the three of us can move it?
Not unless you've been moonlighting at the gym. And you have 10 other bodybuilder scuba divers waiting nearby.
Huh. It's really wedged in. We'll need to employ a crane to move it. Yeah, but can we get a crane up here in time? Unknown. The mayor would need to make that call.
Then let's get topside. Every second counts.
Excuse me, sir. The water fountains aren't working.
Oh, the city water was shut off a few hours ago. There's bottled water right over here. Here, I'll show you.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a nasty cut.
Yeah, I don't even know how I got it. Everything happened so fast.
Were you able to take anything with you?
My family, which is the most important thing, of course.
Exactly. Okay, this might hurt a little.
Ow!
Are you okay?
Yeah, that's the first thing I've actually felt since the flood hit.
Excuse me, miss. You work here, right?
I'm helping out, yes.
I don't know how to ask, but I didn't get any diapers for my baby in the rush out of town.
Oh, well, don't worry. Convoy has packs of diapers out in the truck. I'll get some for you.
Thank you. It's a small thing, but you people have thought of everything. You don't know how much that means.
Welcome back, team.
Mr. Mayor, we need to get...
And the... congratulations. Well done.
What? Congratulations.
What do you mean, congratulations?
The engineers told me that the lake levels are going down.
They are?
I just heard over the radio. More than a foot in the last 15 minutes.
But we didn't do anything.
You didn't open the valve?
No,
we couldn't. There's a car jammed in front of it.
What?
How could the levels be going down, Eugene?
We must assume that water is getting out of the lake by another route.
Are you certain it's not getting through that hole in the dam, Mr. Mayor?
Yes. Trucks have been pouring concrete for hours now. And we haven't seen any new leaks.
Hmm. Eugene, if you go any deeper into thought, we might never be able to dig out.
Oh, I need to look at a geological survey map right away. I didn't think it was possible a few minutes ago, but now I'm afraid that our situation may be even worse than I thought.
Oh, Whit, there you are.
Hey, Connie.
Are there any more blankets around here? We're running low in the sanctuary.
Well, we should have some in the children's wing. If not, there are some in the trailer outside.
Whit?
Hmm?
We are about to run out of those ready-made meals in the fellowship hall. Do we have more somewhere?
Well, they'll be here soon. Convoy's working with a local food bank. I just heard that a few trucks are on the way.
Okay. Is there anything else that I should do until they get here?
Why don't you have a seat? You two haven't stopped running since you got here.
I'm afraid to sit down.
Why?
Because if I do, I'll start thinking about everything that's happening. Wooten lost so many things when his house burned down, and now he might lose the rest. My stuff is just stuff, but he's gone through so much already, and I'm worried about him. I hope he's all right, and it's just too much for me to think about all
at the same time. Come here, babe.
Why don't we pray for a few minutes?
Yeah, let's do.
Eugene, this is Sergeant Jonathan James with the National Guard. He's been stationed near the dam.
Salutations, Sergeant.
Mr. Melsner, I understand that the evacuation has expanded.
Indeed. We determined that water is escaping the lake through an abandoned coal mine on the north shore. Some of the shafts were compromised and the water broke through. In a matter of minutes, that water will burst out another long-abandoned mine entrance near the town, causing a massive flood.
How large an area are we talking?
Everywhere that we've highlighted on this map.
All right, don't you worry. We're going to get everybody out of there.
Excuse me.
David, Scott, I need trucks on the road in 2 minutes. Tell captains in the area to fire.
Is there really nothing else we can do, Eugene?
I'm afraid not, Mr. Mayor. The engineers and I have exhausted every possible option. A flood is now a mathematical certainty.
Humphreys in the Eye in the Sky Channel 10 News helicopter. If there's one word for this moment, it's devastation. The unexpected flood that ripped out of Trickle Lake today laid waste to huge sections of town, which we can now see from our exclusive aerial coverage. On the street below, what was once the most respected house of worship in this small town, now several walls are missing and the roof has collapsed. Down this street, we see the shell of a once grand city hall. And on the next, we see a line of homes filled with mud and heavily damaged. In spite of the devastation, miraculously, no lives were lost. I'm getting an update. The evacuation order for the town of Odyssey will be lifted later this afternoon. At least that town was spared. As for Odenton, however, who knows whether this unfortunate town will ever be able to recover.
Odyssey would flood for sure.
Instead, due to the old mine, Odenton bore the brunt of the disaster.
How did everybody get out of there so quickly?
Well, the National Guard was on standby due to the situation here, so they were able to evacuate everyone from Odenton in the proverbial nick of time.
But is it safe to let people go back to Odyssey?
The water levels in the lake are close to normal since the flood water diverted through Odenton, so yes. Odyssey is no longer in danger.
Yeah, and I just heard they'll be letting people go back to Odenton soon, too.
Was there any damage to Odyssey, Eugene?
As far as we can tell, no. There was no flooding of any kind.
Phew.
I'm so proud of you, Woody.
Oh.
For going in to save the town.
Oh, thanks, Penny Peanut. But I really didn't do anything except get wet. Which, come think of it, I already was before I went scuba diving.
Well, I'm proud of you for wanting to help.
And you too, Eugene. You are amazing.
Yes, well, though I appreciate the sentiment, Miss Kendall, it's hardly accurate when referring to my role on this occasion.
What do you mean?
All of my grand planning and programming didn't account for the possibility of the coal mine. And now, because of my incompetence, portions of Odenton are destroyed. I failed.
No, you didn't. You saved those people's lives. If you hadn't told the National Guard about the danger to Odenton in time, they would never have evacuated before the flood hit.
Hey, everyone.
Oh, hi,
Whitaker. Mr. Whitaker.
I didn't know you could drive an 18-wheeler.
Oh, I got my commercial driver's license when I started volunteering with Convoy. Figured it might come in handy, and it has.
Wow, you are a truck-driving renaissance man.
Are you going to Odenton, Whit?
Yep, that's what these tractor-trailers of supplies are for. You all up for coming along?
Oh, definitely.
Of course.
Well, that's four helping hands from the Bassetts.
Add two Kendall hands and make it a half dozen.
Eugene, how about you?
Two Meltzner hands at your service.
Well, then hop in and let's get a move on.
It's amazing the change from street to street.
Indeed.
Just one block over, all the houses looked fine, but here...
Yeah. I know, it's hard to believe that water could do all this.
At least the sun has finally come out.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, the first people on our list to help are on the next street.
That one kind of looks like our house, Wooten.
Huh?
Yeah, if you took away the blue paint, the birch tree through the window, and the thick coat of mud.
Well, those people standing there... Do you think that's their house?
Well, either way, it looks like they need help.
Oh, wait a minute. They look familiar.
Oh, Jeremy. Our home.
The report said the neighborhood was flooded, but I had no idea it would be this bad.
Dad, what's all that black stuff around the windows?
Mud.
Did it go inside, too?
Looks like it. The news said that a lot of the houses are full of mud.
We don't even have flood insurance. Jeremy, where do we even start?
I don't know.
Daddy, look at that big truck. Convoy?
Convoy of Hope.
Hi there, folks. We're from Odyssey, working with Convoy of Hope. I'm John Whitaker, but everyone calls me Whit.
Hi, I'm Connie.
Wooten.
Penny.
And we have one more, Eugene, who is around here somewhere.
I'm Jeremy. This is my wife, Samantha, and my daughter, Skylar.
Hi, Skylar.
I am so sorry that we're meeting under these circumstances, but we're here to help.
Help? You folks look exhausted. I'll bring you some chairs. Skylar, would you like to help me?
Okay.
Come on, let's go. You can carry some chairs, can't you?
Are they heavy?
And you must be starving. How about a good hot meal?
Thank you.
Great! I'll get the grill started.
Whit, I think the best way to get that mud out of here would be to start with the back of the house and, you know, work our way forward. I'm gonna go grab the rakes and shovels.
Oh, thanks, Wooten.
Yeah, I know where they are. Don't worry about me.
This is incredible.
It's like a miracle. We didn't know what we were going to do.
We can't pay you.
No need. We don't want your money. We just want to help.
Help?
I can't tell you how thankful we are for this.
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Greetings, Pittman family.
Eugene?
You know each other?
Indeed. Samantha is Katrina's fellow teacher.
Oh.
When Whit said Eugene from Odyssey, I was wondering if it was you.
Is Katrina all right?
Oh, yes, she's fine. She and Buck were visiting her mother in Chicago.
Oh.
They left before, well, everything happened.
Oh, good. When you talk to her again, would you tell her I'm sorry?
Sorry? Why so?
You know she came to visit us?
Indeed, I did.
And she, well, she asked us to go to church with you, too, and I'm afraid I...
We treated her, well, rudely.
After everything that's happened today, I realize now that she only came because she cares.
You see, we've never been a church-going family.
Will you tell her, Eugene?
Well, of course. And now I wonder, would you two do something for me?
After all this, are you kidding? Just name it.
Of course.
Would you let me pray for you?
I think we'd like that.
Yes. I think we need it.
In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus says, I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. When do we do all these things? Jesus continued by saying, when you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you were doing it to me. It's heartbreaking to see the tragedy in our world today, but God calls each of us to meet the needs of those who are hurting. In caring for the least of these, we're also showing our love to Jesus. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Swept Away was written and directed by Nathan Hubler, with sound design by Jonathan Crow and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Will Ryan, Katie Lee, Jess Harnell, Andre Stoika, Kimmy Robertson, Dave Finoy, Keith Ferguson, Mikey Kelly, and Kelsey Lansdowne. And I'm Chris, Kelsey's mom. Join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.